Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said today that White House lawyers will respond to a request for documents belonging to more than 80 people, including the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., and the Trump Organization's chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg. The request is from Gerald Nadler, the Democratic chair of the House Judiciary Committee, who says he believes President Trump obstructed justice. Also today, former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper announced his entry into the 2020 Democratic race. And over the weekend, the Republican Rand Paul says he'll join three other Republican senators and vote to block President Trump's emergency declaration, which would end-run Congress and use other funds to build a wall. NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro is here to start the week. Hi, Domenico.
Hey there, Robin.
Rand Paul first. He joins Susan Collins, Tom Tillis, Lisa Murkowski, who say they'll join Democrats in voting to block Trump's emergency declaration. Because what? Paul said he couldn't be against Obama doing this and not Trump?
Well, he said that he's against a president getting, quote, extra constitutional powers. So he doesn't want, someone like a Democrat to come in and be able to, you know, declare a national emergency, set a kind of precedent where they declare a national emergency, let's say, for climate change or gun violence. And there are a lot of Republicans who do feel that way as well.
Yeah. Well, to override the presidential veto, though, the Senate will need many more votes, a two-thirds majority. They don't have that now. And Trump has said he will use that veto for the first time in his presidency. Here he is speaking to reporters in the Oval Office recently.
Will I veto it? 100%. 100%. And I don't think it survives a veto. We have too many smart people that want border security, so I can't imagine it could survive a veto. But I will veto it, yes.
Of course, Democrats say that's not what it's about. They just don't think the wall offers border security. But what about Republicans? You know, we're hearing even if they do question it, which many don't, they may worry about being primaried, you know, Trump supporters running against them. So is this vote, this move by these four Republicans, does it mean anything?
Well, I don't think it indicates a broader shift away from the president necessarily. I think, in fact, if you look at polling and then also talk to people, talk to Republicans, they will say that they had some misgivings about him using a national emergency again because of the precedent it could set for a Democratic president potentially in the future. Even, in fact, when I was at CPAC last week, the Conservative Political Action Conference, I did ask people in the hallways about what they thought of the president. There was very little dissension. They really are very much behind this president and his reelection. But the one area where they maybe had a little bit of a misgiving was on the national emergency declaration, although then they blamed Democrats for not being on board. So I think Republicans in the Senate, at least a handful of them, feel like they have at least some wiggle room here to be able to oppose the president on a national emergency, to stand on that on principle and not have to worry about political blowback.
Well, we'll see what happens there. But on to 2020, former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper announcing his candidacy for the Democratic nomination, so we get to say Hickenlooper a lot. Let's listen.
I'm running for president because we need dreamers in Washington, but we also need to get things done. I've proven again and again I can bring people together to produce the progressive change Washington has failed to deliver. Join me, and we'll repair the damage done to our country and be stronger than ever.
So, Domenico, Hickenlooper, the second governor or former governor to enter the race, now 16 total candidates. Most of them are not older white men, as he is. And polls show Democrats want diversity. So he's selling himself there as, you know, someone who's brought together Republicans and Democrats. But who is he appealing to?
Well, you know, there haven't been a lot of Democratic governors, frankly, in a lot of states that are purple-like states. And, you know, Colorado, even though it's gone for a Democrat in the last couple of presidential elections, last few, it has been a state that had been more Republican-leaning or with lots of independents. So he is somebody who's trying to make a case, a Western governor who has been a two-term governor, who knows how to legislate, has gotten a lot done across the aisle, healthcare expansion, for example, gun restrictions. Mm-hmm. He's very much in favor of environmental regulations that he worked with industry on and environmentalists. Now, whether or not the Democratic Party base is going to be in favor of that kind of pragmatic candidate, that's something that he's going to certainly test out. You know, right. Colorado is known, obviously, as the first state in the country to legalize marijuana, but Hickenlooper was somebody who actually opposed that expansion and then kind of reluctantly got on board as a champion to say that the state has done a fairly good job rolling it out.
Look, Domenico, you mentioned the CPAC, Conservative Political Action Conference. The president spoke there, 2-hour-long address. Some people said he seemed off the rails. He used the crude word beginning with bull to describe the Mueller investigation. But his recent poll, there's one poll out today that shows that, you know, his personal rating ticked up a bit. What do you make of all this briefly?
You know, that speech was every Trump grievance ever heard in a 2-hour speech, maybe the longest address a president has ever given, but his base firmly behind him, and that's where he's heading into 2020, certainly shaping up for another close election.
NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro, thank you.
You're so welcome.